The Tibetans had this deep abiding interest in understanding the nature of human existence. Why are humans born? Where have they come from? And where do they go? First through their native traditions, and later on through the medium of Buddhism. Tibetans explore the nature of human existence, what it means to be a human being.
At the height of Toling's influence, it amassed considerable wealth from donations made by pilgrims. By King Jatakpo's reign, legend has it that Toling's influence and wealth was so great it began to overshadow the practical needs of the kingdom. Guge relied on a large pool of labor to work the irrigation schemes, grow the barley, and raise the herds. But as more and more men flocked to the monasteries, King Jodakpo saw his human resources dwindle and the economy began to suffer. By 1630, relations between the king and his brother had reached an all-time low. A bitter dispute broke out between them, a power struggle between the monastery and the monarchy, between religion and state. In the midst of all this tension, all that was needed was a tiny spark to bring about the beginning of the end for Guge. For centuries, the abandoned ruins of Guge and the kingdom that once flourished here remained a mystery and virtually unknown to the West. Its remote location in the arid highlands of western Tibet kept it preserved almost intact.